Welcome back to the March Madness of Music here at Sterling High School Radio. You're here with Josh Ernst, Amir Major, Khadijah, and Victoria Miller. And today, we're in the Elite Eight bracket, getting down to things, and today's matchup is Beyonce versus Whitney Houston. You should all be very excited for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Beyonce is going to win. Like, pretty single-handedly. I don't think Whitney really has a chance in this, personally. I don't know. What do you think, Khadijah?
I don't know. I think Beyonce is going to win, but personally, I think Whitney should win because all Beyonce is a modern-day Whitney. Like,
that's a good... That was a nice piece of information, but Beyonce is totally going to win, kind of.
You said kind of.
It's without a doubt, I mean, but... We're going to be listening to some nice songs here today. We're going to be deciding, and it's up to the voters to vote, and then they win. So, let's see how things go today.
Crazy, baby. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Crazy, right now. Boy. Oh, killing me softly, and I'm still falling, still the one I need, I will always be with you. Dedicated to the one I love. Yeah. Still love the way he talk. Still love the way I sing. Still love the way he rock them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can't tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind. Give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. In my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black. This chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. In my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with this chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Oh, killing me softly. For that boy, boy. Now I'll never be the same as you and me until the end. In my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. In my booth, lip locking. All up in the back, cause the chicks keep blocking. All that gossip in 10 years, stop it. London, speed it up, Houston, rock it.
Now we're back. That was Crazy in Love and Countdown by Beyonce. And now we have the results of the last bracket from March Madness Music. Let's see. Drum roll. Keeping it classy.
Keeping it classy. This was NSYNC and who, I guess?
NSYNC versus Jonas Brothers. Backstreet Boys versus Jackson 5. And the winners are NSYNC beat the Jonas Brothers, the Backstreet Boys beat the Jackson 5. So NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys will be moving on. Yeah. Alright. Next we have some Whitney, but first.
Well, that was Crazy in Love and Countdown, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Crazy in Love was actually one of her top 100 hits on the Billboard charts, and that was her first as a solo artist.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, she was in Destiny's Child, so she left Destiny's Child, and she collaborated with Jay-Z.
Oh.
I think if I remember correctly, that was, like, her fourth biggest time on the top of the Billboard charts?
It has to be up there.
It's something like that. Most of her like really long times where she's been at the top of the Billboard charts have been with Destiny's Child. But as a solo artist, she's gotten up there a couple of times. But I think Crazy in Love was one of her biggest ones, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she won, I'm pretty sure, yeah, at the 46 Grammys. She had won for Best Hip-Hop Collaboration because she did it with her husband. Well, wasn't her husband at the time.
Nice. Nice. So up next, we have I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. Stay tuned here at Sterling Radio.
Anything you want done, baby. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell
That was Where Do Broken Hearts Go by Whitney Houston. And here we have Mr. Strauss.
Hey guys, great show.
Thanks.
That's great work. We got in a little off-air debate, I guess if you will, about the top female vocalists of all time. And it's Khadijah. You said
I'll take it away.
Yeah, go ahead, because we had this great argument. I think it should be an on-air discussion.
I think it should, because I don't know. I think definitely I was thinking about it. Stevie Nixon.
Stevie Nicks.
I think so, but Erykah Badu, she's up there. Tony
Stevie Nicks is I think that's a good one to put in there.
But you don't like this.
Whitney, I think, is in the top five.
Top five. I don't know, because her voice is, like, gorgeous, but I don't... Do you really top five? I don't think Mariah Carey's on here at all.
I think Mariah Carey has to be in the top 10.
Top 15.
Top 15.
She's not anything. Like,
gentlemen, your thoughts?
And Madonna should just get kicked off because she's not anything.
Mariah is not that up there. She kind of...
Mariah doesn't do it for you?
No. She does it for me, but she's not.
She's like 60. And Madonna shouldn't even be on the list.
No,
like,
I feel like Madonna is just...
horrible.
I don't think her voice makes her what she is. I think
her
she's
pretty
just a
face
really,
does.
No, it's because she's
performer.
A really good performer, yeah.
Performer-wise, and I think I said this to you, is that performance, like, as an onstage performer, you have to think of Madonna as one of the greats. But when you talk about a concrete list of female artists, which is what you guys kind of more or less put together, powerful women category, you have to talk Whitney, and you got to talk Beyonce, and you got to throw them in there because they can wail, man. There's no doubt about it. So,
and I was thinking, what about Alicia Keys? Like, do you?
Good point.
She can
good point.
Sing
of all time, though. You're talking about
of
like
all time,
100 years of 100 years of music.
Aretha Franklin, like, you have to.
Yep.
Jennifer Holliday, but you don't even know who that is.
I don't know who Jennifer Holliday is, but that's why I'm going to be educated later on who Jennifer Holloway actually
we'll
is.
Look it up because
I'm going
amazing.
To look it up. I'm going to look it up.
Do a show.
You guys have done a great job with your show. Nice work, as usual. A little
thanks.
Abbreviated show because of the park testing and some other stuff that we had going on here in the classroom. But the voting for – what's the deal with the voting, guys?
You can go on Ustream or Sterling's Twitter page and click the link.
I'll make the link shortly. We should have the link shortly as I make it up. I forgot to do that this morning, so I will do that, and I'll send it out. NSYNC and Backstreet Boys move on. Amir, your thoughts on that one?
I think that it worked out like how it should. Just like how they were above each other's competition in the bracket, I feel like they should have moved on.
Now you look ahead to the next show for the boy band region, and their final is going to be on Thursday. Who do you see coming out of that one? Because that's a marquee matchup right there.
Thursday. Who's versing?
That is the NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Oh. I don't like any of them, so I can't really judge.
Boy
bands aren't my thing.
I'm partial to... I'm going to go NSYNC.
Which one was JT on?
NSYNC.
I like NSYNC then.
Okay. She's going wherever JT goes.
Yeah.
And we're totally cool with that.
And Strauss, what about Nina Simone?
No clue. No clue who... As you can't see this in radio, because this is Radio Land, but Khadijah has her... jaw on the floor, and she's like, "What?
Feeling good?
No, I got nothing.
You never heard of feeling good.
I've got nothing for
Strauss,
you.
You're dead to me. I just want you to know that.
That's harsh. Pretty harsh. Josh,
what's up?
Your thoughts on tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
boy band on Thursday, boy band region.
I think
getting ahead of myself here.
I think that NSYNC's nice. You know, they have JT and all. They're well known, but Backstreet's back, so they're gonna come
back.
Well,
I see what you did there.
And they're gonna do it.
I see what you did there. That's pretty creative. Creative. The shows are gonna be a little bit shorter. A little programming note: the shows will probably start around 1:45 as opposed to 1:30, because of the park testing schedule. Tomorrow is the pop region final, and that's going to be a unique matchup of the 8 seed, which wasn't even supposed to be in the tournament. Ed Sheeran, and who's the other one? Who's the other?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. So there's a possibility that what if Justin Timberlake meets NSYNC in the finals?
That'd be insane. That'd be crazy. Because, like, if you think about it, who loses?
So either way, JT's going to win.
JT's going to win.
JT's a winner.
Wow.
Who do you pick there?
Do you go
JT or do you go Ed Sheeran?
I mean, it's 5 versus 1. Do you want 5 people to win or do you want 1 person to win?
It's true. Who do you think wins? Not who you want to win. Who do you think the student body chooses to move on to the...
Definitely Justin Timberlake.
So you're going to go JT?
Yeah.
Okay.
JT.
Khadijah?
From JT and Ed Sheeran?
JT and Ed Sheeran.
That, please. Like, Ed JT. Sheeran is... Let me not. let me not say this on the air, but Justin Timberlake definitely is
all right, so you're going so JT.
Much more talented.
You're going JT. Amir, where are you going?
Ed Sheeran shouldn't have been in this competition.
Exactly.
To begin with.
He has like all two
songs.
All
right, songs. So you're going
JT. Yeah.
Wow. A lot of heated arguments here from the Powerful Women region. So that show is coming up tomorrow, starting at 1:45 roughly. So make sure you tune into Sterling High School Radio for that. If you have any requests or anything that you would like to hear from either one of them, please feel free to hit us up at Knights Radio. We'll see what we can do for you. Get an all requests come with a free shout out as usual. So I'll send it back to you guys to sign off for your show and have a great show.
All right. So here we have. I Believe in You and Me by Whitney Houston. Stay tuned.
I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally. Well, as far as I can see, you will always be the one for me. Oh, you show me. And I believe in dreams again. I believe that love will never end. And like the river finds the sea, I was lost, now I'm free, 'cause I believe in you and me. I will never leave your side, I will never hurt your pride. When all the chips are down, I will always be around just to